Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Family, I give you the December calendar. We're gonna be pretty busy.
And need more glitter.
Noted.
Why is 4 p.m. Eastern time on December 31st triple circled?
That's the deadline to open an Ohio 529 plan and get this year's Ohio tax deduction.
Can't we just do it today?
Can we?
Well, that would be genius.
I'll get the glitter.
Start Ohio's 529 plan before the year-end deadline at collegeadvantage.com.
Now, Ilana D'Arcy from the Endometriosis Association of Ireland is with me on the line today because, Ilana, there has been some, I suppose, delay in terms of this new national framework that was due to be published for endometriosis patients. What's the situation?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, thanks for having me on again. The framework was we've met with NWIP a few times. NWIP is the National Women's Infant Health Program, and they're the ones who were responsible for developing the framework. So we had opportunities to meet with them through the course of last year and this year. The framework itself, we do still have obviously concerns about it, but it's a starting point. But I suppose what's frustrating is that it was supposed to be published earlier this year in about June. We then got word that it would be delayed and they'd be back in contact with us. And at a meeting on Friday, we learned that it's still delayed and that they don't know when it will be published. So it seems to have gotten caught up in some red tape or bureaucracy within the government. But it's just so frustrating to not understand why, and I suppose to still be waiting for it to be published. This kind of, like, it was launched in early 2023. It's just not acceptable.
Just to explain, I suppose, Ilana, to people, I mean, this was the commitment that was given by the then health minister. I think it was back in 2003. So by Stephen Donnelly, that this was effectively going to be the plan for people who had endometriosis, I suppose, from initial GP to specialist, and that there would be an actual strategic logistical plan as to what you would do if you were looking for a diagnosis or treatment.
Exactly. And they kind of, let's call it, soft launched it in early 2023 with some indications as to what that would look like, what the framework would look like, and the detailed plan was to follow. So it I suppose lays out how you go from GP to that specialist endometriosis care and what the steps are. But without it officially published, it's hard to talk about what that care pathway is. So, like, there is great work going on at Tala and down in Cork and in the regional endometriosis hubs. Mm. But until the framework is officially published, we can't fully speak about it. And it's causing confusion in the community because people don't know where to go. GPs aren't referring people through the correct care pathway, which means that there's continuing to be delayed diagnoses, incorrect diagnoses, inadequate treatment. And we've seen, like, recently some heartbreaking stories from people within the community who are suffering needlessly because of this issue. So, like, let's not pretend that, you know, overnight, if the framework gets published tomorrow, if things will be fixed in Ireland, you know, by next Monday. They won't. This is purely a starting point, and it's going to be a very, very long journey to get Ireland to the standard of care that's needed for endometriosis. But it feels like we haven't even gotten off the starting blocks, and the community who suffer from this disease really feel like their pain and suffering is being ignored.
Well, just on that, Darren is with me. Darren Barrett, who's a stage 4 endometriosis sufferer, is with us on the line from Kerry. Look, Darren, your feeling when you heard last Friday that this has been further delayed?
I actually only learnt about it. Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Sorry. Thanks for having me on again. I actually only learnt about it on an Instagram post last night, and the Instagram post wasn't very clear. So I hadn't had notification that any meeting was to be held or not last Friday. So obviously when I saw that post last night, it's triggering as a patient. It's upsetting that we're not getting transparency from anywhere. I had contacted the Minister of Health in the summer. He came back to us with a response that apparently he hadn't responded himself. It was members of his team. And I just feel like there's no transparency happening. Do you know, we don't know anything as patients about what's happening with this framework. And I agree with Alana. It's not going to be like printed tomorrow and fixed by the following week. There's a long way to go yet, and we need a little bit of information about it.
Like, for anybody who's been listening to this show over the past 3 years, you'll know that we have talked on many, many occasions to endometriosis sufferers and about the condition and treatment and all that goes with it. But Alana, I suppose, was this, you know, like, is there actually a commitment to launch more hubs like there are in Tala or provide new facilities? Like, the fact that we now have a new government and you don't officially have a published framework, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so like there is a commitment. We're in the same place as you, and I agree with Jiren. Like, there isn't full transparency. So like, we hear from MWIP all the great work that they've done to start Ireland on the journey of putting in the proper care pathway. And there is work being done, you know, by the teams in Tala and Cork and the regional hubs. But until it's published, I mean, how can we be sure that it's not going to change again, or that they're not going to change their resourcing plans? We need it published so that we can have clarity in terms of what the care pathway is from GP to specialist, and so that as a charity, we can communicate that to our members and to the community with the confidence that, you know, that the health service is going to support that. So we have what we've done, and I don't know what it'll do, but we've written to the Minister of Health. We've urged him before his term ends to publish the framework that he set in motion. And so we've written to him on Sunday. It obviously went to him on Monday. We'll wait to see what sort of response we get, and then we'll go from there, because there's so many organisations involved in the framework. Mm. It's difficult for us to understand fully what's going on at government level, and I don't want to have to keep chasing various individual organisations to ask them why it's been delayed. So we're going straight to the source of this, which is the Minister of Health, to ask him why, and can we please just get it published so that we can start on this journey in terms of putting the right care in Ireland. Because it's not acceptable at this stage.
For the new government, whenever that might be formed, Darren, what is your message to them in terms of prioritising this as an issue?
Well, as a patient, I'm terrified. I'm terrified to go and see a consultant in Ireland that hasn't been upskilled or trained by international specialists. Every time I go to the doctor, I'm met with misinformation from medics. I am being sent from pillar to post. There's no doctors talking to each other. I'm now a private patient, and it's the same in the private sector. I don't feel confident as a patient, and I should not be forced out of Ireland to seek specialist care. And that's what I'm facing at the moment. Mm-hmm. I have very serious diagnosis, very new diagnosis. I'm getting emotional even talking about it, but I'm petrified. And I need to see specialists, and I can't get the care in Ireland. And this is 20 years post-diagnosis.
And it's the light at the end of the tunnel. And when that you feel you're going to have the confidence to get that here, that is obviously the issue. Niamh, Darren, stay with us for a moment. I've Niamh Mahoney on the line, because Niamh, I believe you're producing really a film, I suppose, on the experience of endometriosis patients in Ireland.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I've actually written the film myself, and I've an incredible producer, Rory, and my director, Shane Robinson. It's basically following the journey of Anna looking for her diagnosis, and she empowers herself through the tale of the Irish goddess of war and fertility, Maka. So she finds solace in her story, and I'm kind of merging the two worlds of the Irish goddess being a warrior and a chronic illness warrior, and the kind of effects that has on not only the person with endometriosis, but the impact it has on the people that love you and care for you as well, that want to help you and they can't.
I suppose the thing about this is, you know, really, I have found in my research and from talking to people over the last number of years about endometriosis that, you know, unless you know somebody who has it or you yourself have experienced it, there's actually very little awareness around it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know everything about endometriosis. I certainly don't. But the people that have supported me the most are the advocates that I've met online and the community. They've been a huge support, and that's who the film is for. It's for the community and the people who've, you know, been through this.
When do you hope to publish it?
So at the moment, you know, we're in pre-production, and unfortunately we, you know, need money to get over the next line. So we're hoping to film early in the new year. And we've got great support through our GoFundMe from people inside and outside of the community. Mm. People can follow along at @maka_short_film on Instagram. And yeah, the community are so excited. Everyone that I've met that has heard about the film is really excited to see it. So we're hoping that, you know, halfway through next year, it'll be available to see for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You've experience of this too, though, Niamh?
Yeah, so I've been on my journey for over 12 years. I've had multiple surgeries. It's been really, really difficult. I have incredible friends and family, and my partner is incredible as well. But it's a really long and lonely journey, and it impacts so much of your life, your work, your relationships. Even if you can eat on a particular day. And I think a lot of the hard part too is educating people. It can be very tiring. You know, like for me, it's never been my period that's been a problem. It's been other things. I suffer with nausea, vomiting, not being able to get out of bed with pain in my back and my legs and my feet. It's a full body illness. It's not just a bad period, and, you know, there's so much misinformation being spread as well, which can be so infuriating.
Is there a concern, Darren, among yourself and others that, you know, in the formation of the next government, whether that take, you know, after Christmas or the next maybe 2 or 3 months, that this might, you know, when there has been, I suppose, a lot of momentum around endometriosis over the past 12 months, that it might just sort of fall off the top of the agenda?
It doesn't be appearing to be an important topic, and the conversation needs to stop that it's a gynecology disease, because it's not. It's all body. I have 3 cysts on my brain, and I still haven't seen a neurosurgeon that are open to speaking about cerebral endometriosis. They've never heard about it. We need to have a government that want to listen, that want to meet the patients and listen to the harrowing stories of the patients. I mean, Andrea, you're familiar with my story. Mm. I speak about it publicly, not because I want to, not because I want likes, shares and follows, because there is a message that needs to be put out there, how serious this is. And like, for 20 years, I'm diagnosed and I'm still not seeing improvements in Ireland. And it's scaring me. I'm 45, turning 46. And it is scaring me now.
Finally, just Alana, to you, what is your message to whoever might be in charge of the Department of Health in the next term?
So, well, my view is that until the framework is published, we're not really started. There is work going on in the background, but we can't speak about it properly until the framework is published. Until it's published properly and we start to look at what gaps exist in this path, in this framework, because there are gaps in it. But until it's published, we can't even begin there. So to Darren's point, like, how long is it going to take for them to recognise that it's not just, it isn't a gynecological issue, it isn't some menstrual disorder. There's people out there needlessly suffering from pain, infertility, psychological trauma and organ destruction and organ destruction. And I don't understand how many more cases it's going to take of people with stories about how another part of their body has been destroyed by this disease until we get going. So like they have started the work. All we're asking is that they just eliminate the red tape, publish it so that we can start talking about it with the community, because ultimately it'll be the community who will be able to feed back as to whether the framework is right, whether the right level of resources are there. We don't think that they are, but until it's publicly made public, we're not going to be able to identify those gaps and quantify those gaps so that the government can realise what's actually needed.
Alana Darcy from the Endometriosis Association of Ireland, Darren Barrett, Niamh Mahoney, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Family, I give you the December calendar. We're going to be pretty busy.
It needs more glitter.
Noted.
Why is 4 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st triple circled?
That's the deadline to open an Ohio 529 plan and get this year's Ohio tax deduction.
Can't we just do it today?
Can we?
Well, that would be genius.
I'll get the glitter.
Start Ohio's 529 plan before the year-end deadline at collegeadvantage.com.